While December has a lot going on, it is really important to slow down and find ways to give back. Here are a few simple ideas. You can donate new toys to community outreach programs like Toys for Tots. You can supply holiday gifts to a child in need via an angel tree. You can bring supplies to a food pantry. You can bring supplies to an animal shelter. You can shovel the snow for an elderly neighbor. You can supply mittens, hats, or scarves to a mitten tree. You can bring socks to a sock drive. You can volunteer with a local organization that serves your community. You can get creative and find a way to give back that works for your family. I will give you an idea of what we did last year. I set up an Amazon wish list, and I shared it with all of my Facebook friends and family. And what the kids did once we started receiving supplies is we were making blessing bags. And we would put these items in Ziploc container, gallon Ziploc containers. Another year we did hospital bags. So we did the Ziploc container and we did like stickers and pencils and paper and coloring sheets and crayons and things for children who were either in the hospital during the holidays or maybe waiting in the emergency room with their families, and they had nothing to do. So there's a couple different ways that I think you can make it work for your family. We also love to go Christmas caroling at the nursing home in town for a few hours every holiday season. It doesn't take too much to organize this, and we have so much fun bringing cheer to the residents. Remember that giving back does not need to be complicated.